Welcome to ICOM Voices. Today's article is Interactions with Kyrgyzstan's Art Structures, The Bishkek School of Contemporary Art by Jenna Yukina from the Bishkek School of Contemporary Art in Kyrgyzstan. Bishkek School of Contemporary Art, by SCA, is a self-organized socially engaged collective which collects, encourages, and promotes practices, discussions, experiences of art in its various mediums through many actions. The collective is working on the principles of circulation, accumulation, formation of knowledge. It reflects on art and life, creates spaces for exchange, archives social and artistic activities. Our practices contribute to the development of a methodological and theoretical basis and to the recognition of contemporary art as an integral part of the culture of Kyrgyzstan. The 9 people who work on a volunteer basis at BISCA have different experiences, areas of interest and activities, but are all united by interest in art. Since its establishment in 2020, BISCA has developed several permanent areas of activity: the School of Methodology of Art Research, Approaches of Knowledge Production Based on Local Art Practices, the Trash Festival, Ecology, Political Economy, Social and Climate Justice, Museums as Public Heritage, Participatory Museum, Art History of Kyrgyzstan, Cultural Sociology, Museums Memory, the Periodical Aralashzin, Self-Archiving and Contextualization, as well as other activities related to art investigation, reflections, production and work with local communities, political and cultural contexts. In this article, I will present 3 BISCA projects, which are part of the Museums as Public Heritage area of activity. In Kyrgyzstan, a former Soviet republic, museums are some of the few places that have the potential to take part in cultural and social liberation, but do not carry it out. We have more than 100 museums around the country. According to official information, they are classified as following: Republican, Regional, Urban, Rural, School, Private and House museums. Despite the high number of museums for such a small country, today they are not social and cultural centers in their environment. As a result of the transformations and deterioration of the political, social, and economic structures, the country's many cultural infrastructures such as libraries, music schools, houses of culture, or museums, and the artifacts they can contain, some still in good condition, some decaying or almost ruined, do not have the emotional, mental and financial resources needed to create meaning and provide opportunities for creativity and socialization for local communities. Being independent cultural actors, we are aware of our right to work with our cultural heritage. One way of achieving social changes through public heritage is to take responsibility for the artistic foundation that already exists in the forms of museums. During 2020, 2021, and 2022, BISCA completed 3 long-term projects with state museums of Kyrgyzstan in the capital, Bishkek, in Talas and Issyk-Kul regions. A 2-year artistic research, The Art of Kyrgyzstan in the Practices of Women Artists of the 20th Century, Painting, Graphic, Sculpture and Ceramic, 2021-2022. This research is an independent exploration of the institutional memory of the National Museum of Fine Arts named after G. Atiev and its collections on women artists of the 20th century, their visual languages and stories curated by me, Jenna Yukina, as part of BISCA and Synergy Art Studio. I was curator and co-researcher of this project with my colleague Alima Tukmugenova, who was co-researcher. The study was conducted in several stages during 2021-2022. 1. We worked with the museum's library materials on artworks made by women of Kyrgyzstan in the 20th century. This first phase resulted in a research presented as an online exhibition archive entitled I Look at You, You Look at Me and accessible on the Synergy Art Studio website. 2. We collected data from the city's libraries, the archives of the Union of Artists and State Archives. We also conducted interviews. The aim of all this was to prepare a series of lectures. 3. We conducted research in the museum's collection storage. Based on this work, I curated a research exhibition at the National Museum of Fine Arts named after G. Atiev entitled, The Air We Breathe, presenting 22 women artists and 140 of their artworks, with sound art and a reading zone with documents, copies of books about these women artists. 4. We continue to collect, organize, and analyze new data, preparing a catalogue of entire research, titled The Art of Kyrgyzstan in the Practices of Women Artists of the 20th Century, Painting, Graphic, Sculpture and Ceramic. Being an exhibition catalogue, the book does not include all women artists whose works are in the museum, but it contains works of 23 of these artists, with biographies for more than half of them. This book became one of the few contemporary resources on Kyrgyzstani art history using curatorial and artistic research approaches. It has been distributed to museums, libraries, universities, and independent art spaces in Kyrgyzstan. A 10-month educational exhibition project, Museum of Participation in Issyk-Kul Region, 2021. The aim of this project, curated by Oksana Kapishnikova and Alima Takmirganova, with my expertise, was to disseminate ideas on how to involve local communities in exhibitions and museum programs. We worked on this with three museums. The project started with 3 days of theory-based workshops on participatory museums and the concepts of the new museology, using examples of local research-based art exhibitions. The workshop was intended to build relationships with museum workers, get to know their work, share experiences and methods that can be used when working with communities, such as mental maps or art therapy, for example. During the next 6 months and with the great support provided by curators from BIASCA, two of these museums organized exhibitions based in some principles of the Museum of Participation concept. The Aralash 7 zine, intended for museums and arts professionals, was conceived as a manual for the organization of exhibitions based on the principles of the participatory museum. The zine has been published and distributed to museums, libraries, and independent art spaces in Bishkek. A research and digital archiving of the collection of the Hazen Museum in Talas region. In 2021, some of BIASCA's members realized an artistic expedition to the Talas region curated by Bermit Borubayeva and Oksana Kapishnikova. There was an exploration of some grassroots museums founded during Soviet times. There was a tour around 6 small museums in the region, but the focus of the research was on the museum initiated by the self-taught artist Teodor Hazen in 1962 in the village of Orlovka, now Akdobo. The museum has a big collection of fine art of Kyrgyzstani and international artists, but this collection is in poor condition now. In her text, Oksana Kapishnikova wrote, "When I first saw the Hazen Museum, there was an understanding that the collection was selected very carefully with a special understanding of art. It didn't have any random artwork. The question is, what was that figure, what was that team that managed to collect such an interesting and valuable museum collection in terms of its artistic qualities?" The festival Talas, Art, Cinema was organized by the BIASCA team in Talas City. Thus, the project had several layers: the investigation of grassroots museums based on the principle of the self-organization of a community, the research into the Hazen Museum collection, as well as its digitization and archiving, the implementation of a contemporary art program for Talas citizens and children. The festival program and some of the results of our research are presented in Aralash 5 zine. Conclusion. Analyzing our work through the prism of the School of Methodology of Art Research Area, BIASCA's structural approaches to working with state institutions, reshaping the imagination and producing knowledge, can be systematized as follows. 1. Studying the condition of the museums. 2. Working with the museum's collection, literature, implementation, and promotion of curatorial, research and discourse analysis approaches.